On Northern Kentucky University Week, how well do you know your constitutional amendments? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michael Manheimer, professor of law, looks into an interpretation of two in the U.S.
Many of us have had this experience. Almost everyone is speeding, but we're the one the police pull over. Under current legal doctrine, the officer has the discretion to do this, opening the door to inequitable law enforcement. Worse, the officer's decision to pull someone over might be infected by conscious or subconscious racial bias. This doctrine should be revisited. The Fourth Amendment, which protects us against unreasonable searches and seizures, originally protected us only from the federal government. But the Supreme Court has held that the 14th Amendment, ratified during Reconstruction, incorporates the Fourth Amendment so that it protects us in exactly the same way from our local and state governments. My research calls that conclusion into question. I suggest that the purpose of the Fourth Amendment was not to impose uniform national rules, but to require federal officials to follow the search and seizure rules of whatever state they happen to be in. And the purpose of the 14th Amendment was to ensure that state search and seizure rules don't discriminate, that police obey the law, and that legislatures don't grant excessive discretion to the police. Let me give two examples of how this new interpretation might change current law. First, the Supreme Court has said that police may trespass on someone's land as long as they don't get too close to the house. I disagree. Police should not be permitted to trespass any more than an ordinary person unless the legislature gives them special permission to do so. Second, the court has struggled with implied consent laws that require drivers, as a condition of having a license, to provide a blood sample when stopped for drunk driving. In my view, implied consent laws are fine. They provide specific legislative authorization and leave little discretion to the police. In short, those who look to original understanding to interpret the Constitution should look to the 14th Amendment, not just the 4th.
That was Michael Manheimer of Northern Kentucky University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.